We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, guys. This is Tiffany.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. What are we talking about today, Tiffany?
All right. Well, Teresa said she just kind of plucked this topic out of the air, but it's going to be really cool. You decided to talk about the benefits of music, and I thought, okay, that's fun. And it made me automatically start thinking of my favorite artists, my favorite songs, how music makes me feel. But then when I was diving in a little bit to the benefits of music, it was very eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I knew there were benefits to music, but when I did a little research, and yes, I did a little research.
She even took notes, people.
That it's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. Do you have a song that takes you back to a certain feeling or time of your life or memory that you can think of?
I'm like an old soul when it comes to music, because when I was like 16 and I had a little 8-track tape player in my car, I listened to like James Taylor, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond. I mean, everyone used to laugh at me when I had those 8-track tapes in my car.
Well, I saw a quote that said, sometimes it only takes one song to bring back 1,000 memories.
And oh, I that love was that. A yes.
Right. So that's what made me think of asking you that question. Was there one song that floods your memories?
You know, I used to listen to Anne Murray. There's a couple songs from Anne Murray I used to listen to. I can't think of the names of them right now, but when I hear them, it's like, oh my gosh, this is Anne Murray. I listen to this all the time. And it brings back a lot of memories then. So, yes, there's a lot of songs that bring back a lot of memories. Now, can I name them right now? No.
No.
Because I don't remember even what I had for dinner last night.
But you know them when you hear them. I remember. Or associating a song with a specific event. Now, not to be weird or morbid, but if I hear certain songs, I'll remember it was played at a funeral of loved ones.
Okay.
Because we've, as a family, picked certain types of music for funerals if I hear a song, I will remember that. But also for me, my household is divided. I'm a country music fan, and my youngest will listen to country music with me only because she likes me still. And my husband, he will listen and entertain country, but that would not be his favorite. He's more hard rock, metal, and that's what my oldest likes. Charlie wants to listen to that, and I just want to plug my ears.
Yeah, I agree. No, actually, I listen to all types of music, one or two songs. I don't really have a favorite.
Do you have a favorite concert that you ever went to?
I think it would be Barry Manilow.
Okay.
I think I've seen him in concert like maybe 4 times. He sings a lot of things that you don't even, he's wrote a lot of songs that you don't even realize he wrote them, and a lot of jingles. And everyone loves Barry Manilow. I don't care whether you want to admit it or not. You're singing his songs when they come on the radio, okay? Oh, everyone knows his songs.
That's so great.
Yeah.
How about you? Well, I like live music. I do. I enjoy it. And I will listen to all genres of music, but I just have a favorite, obviously. But I've seen everyone from Aerosmith to Madonna. Pink was the last concert I think I saw before COVID, and that was phenomenal. Loved Pink, love what she stands for, loved it. Reba McEntire, I think, was my very first concert my parents took me to. And
but really? Garth Brooks, this first one?
I think so. But Garth Brooks ultimately, you know what? I think it was Reba McEntire or Michael Bolton and Celine Dion. Yes, as a kid. One of those were my like probably first three concerts. Okay. That I went to with my mom and dad. But Garth Brooks, anyone who knows me, like knows that's my all-time favorite.
Yeah. I travel all over the world to see him.
Yes, I've seen him 7-8 times. And I would see him 7-8-20 more times if I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first concert, I think, was Chicago.
Oh, I loved it.
I grew up listening to
Chicago. That's what my parents like, that kind of music. So I like Chicago and Air Supply. Air Supply, right? Like that kind of music is what I grew up listening to.
I'm going to go see Air Supply in November.
What?
Yes.
I love them. Where are you seeing them?
In New Buffalo at the casino.
Okay.
So there's going to be four of us going, four of my college buddies. We haven't seen each other since we graduated. Okay, yeah. I've seen one of them. So we just all reconnected, and we're going on a girls' trip. And so we're going to go see Air Supply at the casino.
Oh, that'll be a blast.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool. That's super cool. You know, and I was chatting with my husband a little bit. I was, you know, sitting on the couch looking up music therapy, and he mentioned for him, like, music is helpful. For instance, if he's in a bad mood, he wants to listen to songs that are like ragey, bad mood like songs, right? So I don't associate with music that way. I just want to hear the songs I like a little more like surface, happy go lucky with my music. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I don't seek out music to help. However, with music therapy, there's a lot to that and how it changes your emotions and your moods.
Yeah, there's a lot to music. Oh my gosh, how it helps you. A lot of it has to do with your brain and your blood pressure. It helps your blood flow. I read that about your heart. It reduces heart rate, lowers blood pressure, and decreases cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone.
Yeah, I read that. It activates like regions of your brain, you know, and that stimulates the hormone release. That's one of them, like you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it increases the serotonin and endorphin levels in the blood. And then I'm like, okay, so serotonin, you know, I'm reading this. I'm like, okay, let's go to serotonin and what that is. Serotonin is produced from an amino acid called tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a chemical that is produced by your nerve cells. All these are chemicals like endorphins, serotonin, cortisol, all of it chemical releases of some sort, from what I understand. And it's serotonin is responsible for sending signals from one nerve cell to the next. It plays a significant part of processing the control of depression, bone health, anxiety, wound healing, nausea, stimulation, sleep, appetite, and digestion.
I read something about the appetite and digestion too, kind of on a different note. It said that if you listen to calming music while you're eating, that you eat less. And you eat less food.
Isn't that interesting?
I need to be playing a lot of music at my house. Did you read that too?
Yes. I think that's so interesting.
It's so crazy because activating these regions in your brain, it says it influences things like your memory, which we're going to talk about for the older population, emotion, movement, sensory, decision making. It's fulfilling needs for older adults. It lowers your heart rate, your blood pressure, relaxes your muscles, helps with muscle tension. Who couldn't use that, right? Mood decreases stress and anxiety. It lessens pain.
Interesting.
I mean, the list can go on and on.
Yes.
So what did you read about with pain?
Well, I guess maybe what happens is when you listen to music, it takes your mind off of it.
So you're thinking it would be used as a distraction technique.
Yes.
Right. And then also yes. You said already endorphins are released, which we know helps to decrease pain.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can get into, obviously, we could talk about this for hours and we're just touching different topics. So hopefully our listeners, if something piques their interest, they can think about it or research it a little bit. But then what you're talking about there, it's interesting. There's a whole entire profession, which is music therapy, and mm-hmm. it's a health professional who uses music as intervention to accomplish like individual goals. So it's like a therapy. That's one way. And I have a whole entire 2 pages listed on what the music can help with, from Alzheimer's, anxiety, autism, cardiac, pain, depression. And I'm reading those in alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on, like difficulties with verbal and nonverbal communication, emotion, self-esteem, headaches, impulse, negative mood, PTSD, problems related to childbirth popped up. I have a story about a woman in labor who blasted Kid Rock the entire time she was in labor in her and delivery room. That was interesting. like rehab after injury, pain, like for your mom, brain injuries, trouble with coordination. I mean, goodness gracious. It just goes on and on and on.
You watch people walking around with these earbuds in a lot and listening to music. It is calming. And how about athletes? How they listen to
focus.
Their favorite.
Oh, I'm assuming they're listening to music to focus. I'm not an athlete.
I'm assuming listening to music too, but increasing, what does it say about increasing workout endurance? Listening to music, it boosts the physical performance. It increases endurance during your, exercising.
When I worked out, I always listen to music because it keeps me going. So like even this morning, I worked out for 40 minutes. I rode my recumbent bike, but music was in the background. Like it has to be there because it distracts me from what I'm doing that I don't like to do. I'm listening to what I like. So, it just keeps me moving.
They say also music and dancing is really good for Parkinson's. In fact, you can actually find classes in a lot of hospital settings. Now they have classes for Parkinson's patients. So if there's anyone out there looking for that, get online and see if there's any classes near you. They're saying dancing plays a significant role in helping these Parkinson's patients with their balance.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
A quote that makes me think, I'm the quote person, but it says music can heal the wounds that medicine cannot touch. And I think that's really cool of what we're discussing. And I think there's some validity to that for sure.
When I think about, pain management too, it's listed here a couple times when I was reading how it eases pain management. I mean, I haven't really heard of music therapy. I mean, you have.
Yeah, very, very, very little. I heard of someone, I went to school with someone who wanted to be a music therapist, and she was very musically inclined anyway. Mm-hmm. She was, really good at playing instruments, but I haven't thought about it for years until you brought up this topic. Well, and with music therapy, it's a broad definition, but it says it's used to help heal patients and improve their emotional, physical, cognitive and social well-being. Like it's well-rounded and it's been proven to heal. And I was like, what specific patients, like you, what could it help with COVID? I'm like, what specific patients are really using music therapy? And it's like children to the elderly, so all ages. And then substance abuse problems was high on the list, brain injuries, physical disabilities, mental health issues like depression and anxiety, was pretty high, and developmental disabilities. So, gosh, that's just a huge spectrum. I almost feel like it's a something for everybody in some form or another.
Yeah, and when you talk about also Alzheimer's patients, how music really helps them. It said it can help relax agitated patients.
Oh.
And improve their mood and open communication up in patients as well.
I think we're on to something here, which most of the world may have been on to it a long time ago. I don't know. But I find if you and I are sitting here going, wow, look at all the benefits of music, there are other people out there who didn't know either.
No, right. And now the holidays are coming, right?
Oh.
So people like to listen to Christmas music and holiday music.
Yes. That makes me happy.
No, and it cheers you up.
Yes, it cheers you up. Yes. When you said that, it made me smile. Yeah, just thinking of listening to music.
Yeah. It's coming right around the corner, believe me. Put away your pumpkins. Christmas stuff is coming out. No, but really, I mean, when you think about just driving in the car and your favorite Christmas song comes on, you know, it makes you happy. And you're singing. Not only that, it's remembering words.
Yes, I read how it helps with memory. It uses your brain works in a different way. It helps better memory.
This is so important. I mean, when you tie this into people who have autoimmune disease, it's really big.
Think about how many autoimmune diseases pain is associated with them. I mean, obviously, that pops right to the top of my head. Or balance and coordination. Like with MS or me and my breathing issues, like just decreasing stress, anxiety, calming your breathing, slowing your breathing. It's just crazy how beneficial this would be and can be.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people use music in meditation as well.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean, you're talking about your breathing. There's a great app. It's called Insight Timer, INSIGHT Timer. It's a little like wooden bowl is the little symbol for it. Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah, you told me to have it.
Yeah, it's free. It's a free app. I mean, you can pay for more in-depth, meditation, but there's a music section. You can listen to it before you go to bed. Did you read how it helps sleep? Did you read that?
When you said bed, that made me think of that. Okay, so at bedtime, I know a lot of people do white noise or something, which clearly isn't music, but it's still sound.
Yep.
And I know sound and music are different types of therapies. So when you think of sleep and music, I was just reading a little bit. It says music is a powerful art form, and it may get more credit for inspiring people to dance, but it also offers a simple way to improve sleep hygiene. It helps you to fall asleep quicker and to help you feel more rested. It aids in sleep by helping you feel relaxed and at ease. And if you go into this a little bit deeper, it's all about what music does in your brain. Yes, yeah. Electrical signals in the brain. I mean, that's where it all goes. A cascade of physical effects triggered in the body, reducing issues that interfere with sleep. That's huge. And we're back to those cortisol levels and stress. Those chemicals.
I've listened to music before to fall asleep.
Do you?
Yes, I have. And I mean, it just kind of puts me out, So it really helps if you have a hard time sleeping.
And you wonder, too, if it's a patterned thing too, if you're like, you listen to the same music every night, does your body like relax faster? Is it a pattern? Like, oh, this song is on. I usually fall asleep at this time, like just the routine.
So then that's where it comes meditational.
Okay. Kind of makes you want to dive in and have music on all the time. Some of the things too, have music on in the background and things are happening in your brain that you don't even know about. And just if you're doing anything, have music. So one thing I find very interesting, I always do this with my kids. Like if we're at the table doing art projects, I always let them pick music to have in the background.
Oh,
we always have music in the background at my house.
Oh, nice.
You would think I need some calm and quiet in the chaos, but that's
cool.
Not what we've ever done. If it's quiet, we have music playing, all kinds of music. I've done that their whole upbringing. So I don't know. Maybe it's helping them.
I like that. Yeah, you don't even realize. Like, I don't listen to music when I'm driving.
Okay.
Rarely do I listen to music when I'm driving. So I'm going to start listening to more music when I'm driving.
Nice.
I think it, I don't know, it's kind of like a thinking time for me when I'm driving. So that's why I don't listen to music. Like, but I can see now how it would help.
Okay, I have to tell, as we're wrapping up here, I have to tell a story. And it's about my sister, and she'll kill me if she listens to this. But Christy is not the best driver. Christy gets tickets all the time. I mean, she just got one last week for something new. I mean, I'm all the time. She's had tickets. Okay, it's not about her tickets, but this is about music and a ticket. She was in high school driving to school, and she was speeding. And the cop pulled her over, and he asked why. And she said, because I was listening to my music really loud, and it made me drive faster.
Oh, and that's true.
Made me happy, right? So isn't
she still
that
get a ticket?
Oh, yeah. She still got the ticket. she never can get out of them. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
a truthful response. That's for sure.
Isn't that funny, though?
Way to go, Christy. Thumbs up for that one.
Right.
You should have told him it's a health benefit and you're listening to it before you go to school so that you get better grades.
Right. I love the quote, because I'm going to throw another one in here by Dick Clark. And I think he said this a lot, but music is the soundtrack of your life. Yeah. I thought that was really neat.
That's so good. I like that.
If you think about it.
Jen. Like, yeah, let's all think about tuning into our favorite, radio stations and playing our favorite CDs and think about
press up, pull out your 8-track tapes. No.
Yeah, I'll have to tune into the oldies but goodies channel and try to listen to me. You know when you're driving and you hear one of those old songs, you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard this in a long time. It makes you happy.
Yes.
So you know that, like, just the reaction. That reaction triggers your cells to start working.
And it's a quick reaction, too. It's fast. Yeah, you just know.
So it's music is doing something for you without you even thinking about it. So keep on tuning in. And we've enjoyed this podcast. What about you, Tiffany?
Yes, I think this is, again, just the beginning of learning about music. I am happy that I'm using a lot of it in my home for all of us. Our Alexa has made that even easier because we're constantly asking it to play different types of music, you know, country for two of us, rock for the other two. But it's really neat, and we're going to keep doing it. And I hope you guys do it. And I just thank you for spending your time with us today, and we'll catch you next time.
All right. Everyone take care and be healthy.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.